I was thinking about this today. I mean, not the first time I thought about it, but it always kind of scares me. Just for like the future. I'm not okay, so hold on. Fix it in post. If anybody knows anything about me, I'm not much of like a patriot or like a nationalist or anything like that. But I worry about like the future of like humanity in a sense of like where we're going, kind of thing, and like what we've become. And the only like the closest thing I get to nationalism in a sense is like if I were to meet our founding fathers, like what the fuck would I say to them? Like, look at what we've become, kind of thing. Like, you guys started this great thing for human, like for people's rights to create this nation, and look where we are now, where we can fucking elect a celebrity and to lead our fucking nation. And one thing that scares me is that our people in this, not just our nation, but in the world, base everything they do, their literal identities, off of trends, off of whatever is the current hype, or like the hype beast, or like what is running out, what are the celebrities doing, and so I can do that and copy it. It terrifies me. It really fucking terrifies me. It's like no one is themselves anymore.
It's so interesting that you say that. Like, it's such an interesting point of view that we're not creative anymore.
No.
That we're basically like we talked about this earlier. Like, we're parrots.
We're parrots.
We're not people. We're parrots.
No.
We're repeating the things that we think are interesting,
Yeah.
and making that our identity, which truly isn't
It's
ours.
not ours. We're molding our identities. And
Right.
you look at the people that we look at as idols, quote unquote, or our role models, it's it's people that have just created stuff for this era. Like, whether you look at Facebook or Twitter, I mean, I can always talk about Zuckerberg and how much he sucks, but it's no one's creating anything revolutionary. It's like, where's the next cotton gin? Where's the next fucking, revolutionary fucking thing?
Well, we have monuments to stand on. We
We
have
do it,
self-driving cars.
yes,
We're
we
going,
do in our era.
space
Yes, there
exploration.
are those,
Yeah.
but like what is really driving our society is all social network.
Right. Well, like,
And
who's your, like, I mean, okay. Who's your idol even? Like, who is your idol? Like, who do you idolize and who do you look up to?
the
Because
guy who invented peanut butter.
oh, he's a good dude.
Yeah, great dude.
Yeah.
Tasty snack.
Famous name, George, Washington Carver.
Yes.
Yeah, George Washington
But he
Carver.
also invented the squirt gun.
Yeah, this.
Or no,
Yeah.
that was another African
Well, it
American.
was George Washington Carver hyphen Super Soaker.
Super Soaker,
His last name
yes,
was also
Super
Super
Soaker.
Soaker.
No, he's not really my idol, but
Did great dude, man. He was
yes,
a slave.
yeah, and he created
And
peanut butter.
he made peanut butter.
Like, that's the
Yeah.
thing. Like, something even, I mean, I'll just say, I'll use that. He's not really my idol, but something as simple as that.
Like, you want,
Like,
like, a revolutionary.
something, yeah,
Like, a Da
revolutionary stuff.
Vinci.
Yeah,
Like,
like,
where's our Da
maybe.
Vinci?
Where's our Da
Our
Vinci?
Da Vinci is Banksy.
Yeah, I guess,
Yeah.
but it's, but not to that level,
It's
though.
not, it's
No,
different.
it's fucking, he's just hitting the
Well,
surface.
because
Like,
he's pop
well, and
culture.
also, we don't care about art.
Yeah.
Not as a society.
Well, because art is a different thing now where it can be manufactured at the drop of a hat.
Exactly.
In those days, it had to be worked upon. It had to be sculpted
All
from.
those
Yeah.
artists, like Van Gogh, and
Right.
all them, like,
Gogh.
whatever.
Van Gogh.
Oh, God, I'm gonna talk about that with you later. Your constant corrections.
Van Gogh.
But,
He's Dutch.
but I don't give a shit. But, those have people, like, all of, like, they barely sold paintings until they were dead.
Yeah. Well,
Now.
Van G, as we'll say, so we
Yeah.
can just avoid the whole thing,
Okay. He
was
sold one painting in his life.
he's famous now, but never
Yeah,
then.
never then.
Never
But,
then.
great Doctor Who episode.
Yeah, we've talked about
Oh,
it. Yeah.
fucking, so good.
Tears.
Tears.
Manly tears.
Manly tears.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just feel like in this, all we're pumping out as a society and as a generation, for even the last three generations, we're just pumping out repetition. And that
Yeah.
scares me. It's like, what is, where are we going? What's the next step?
Well, where is our page in the history book?
Exactly. Like, if you look at the year 2500, when they're looking at history, Because we, you know, we're right now we learn history. We go back, you know, we learn things about 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's revolutionary things. Crazy things. Like the not the discovery, but like the revolutionary of like aqueducts and like plumbing and so many things like that that we live and take for luxury now. What are they gonna look back at us? Well, we invented Twitter?
Dude, Cody, I think you nailed the revolutionary part of it where it's our era is repurposing things that have already been purposed.
Yeah.
And that's our claim to fame. Our claim to fame is recycling.
Yeah, but not in a good way.
Not in a good way. It's a bad way.
And on that same note, our claim to fame, our biggest revolutionary thing was the internet. Mm-hmm. And all we've done since is add to it. And that's not progress. Mm-hmm. Like, none of these things, like social media, none of these are going to hold up. They're not they'll hold up, but they're not adding.
They're not changing lives.
They're not.
I think they're changing lives in a certain place.
But
not changing lives for the better.
In a material sense. Yeah, they're adding to capitalism.
Yeah.
And
but they you know,
we're
like,
too far into being a capitalist nation.
Oh God, what do we have?
What
do we even have?
Physically nothing.
I'm so scared now.
Yeah, we have nothing. We don't have any.
We don't contribute anything.
We contribute to nothing. And we're on the path of an autocracy, of closing ourselves off to where we're only sufficing off of America's own, like, outsources and resources. Like, we're on a path where we're only going to be like, America first, provide for us. Like, we're closing off our border to the south now. And it's like, just worry about us, but we're not producing anything to help us survive.
Jesus Christ, you guys. It's the Redacted Podcast.
Yeah! What are we doing?
Okay, so today we're doing movie myths.
We're changing it up a little bit.
I have an intro that I'll do later, which is, like, introducing the myths of movies.
Yes.
And, you know, all the, you know, the things we've grown to love and, you know, all the secret part, like, the underbelly of Hollywood.
Yeah.
We'll get into.
This is what runs everything.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing today. And it's going to be a lot of fun and I can't wait. But I thought it would be fun first.
Yeah.
For Cody and I to make a movie together.
Give it my best shot.
So, I just emailed you something.
Oh, yes. Let me grab that real quick.
If I could have that.
Yeah, I should have grabbed that first, but
that's okay.
I'm not ever that's prepared.
Good. Open your Yahoo account. Beep, beep,
beep, beep. Hey, what the fuck is wrong with Yahoo?
Everything.
Why?
Use Gmail. Everybody does.
At least I don't have Hotmail.
That's fine. I used to have Hotmail.
Oh, Hotmail's okay? Okay.
You know what is hard? At work, I get a lot of emails, and it's really hard when people use it, cox.net.
I don't like
And I'm, like, not supposed to laugh?
Or, like, at,
SBCGlobal.net?
Oh, SBCGlobal.
What's that?
Or, at, like, what's the other one I've seen recently? At me?
What's me? That's iPhone, right?
Me? Yeah, it's, like, at me, and I'm, like, okay, you self-centered piece of shit.
Yeah, email me at me.
Is this what you sent me?
Episode 22?
Yeah.
I spelled it wrong.
You spelled 22 wrong?
Episode.
Wrong.
Okay. I put episto.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, hey.
Episto.
We're dumb.
Episto.
Episto.
What about this dough?
Yeah. It's like pig Latin-ish.
Yeah, episto.
Yeah. Okay, so we're making a movie.
Right. Okay, so if we are writing a movie, we need a few different things.
Okay.
We need plot, characters, setting, obstacles, change, resolution, and if you want to M. Night it.
A twist.
There you go.
I love a good twist.
All right, so plot.
Plot. Okay.
So are we doing action? Are we doing adventure? Are we doing drama?
Okay. So
romance.
I love adventures.
Let's do an adventure.
An adventure. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Because I'm not romantic.
All right. So where? Oh, so plot. Adventure.
Adventure.
Adventure is plot.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
I mean, that's better than any Transformers movie.
Me walking to the bar is an adventure.
It's an adventure.
Yeah.
Like us hanging out in any.
Oh, I'm already better than Michael Bay.
All right. So plot adventure.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. We're going on an adventure film.
Got it.
Characters.
Okay.
So you pick one, I pick one.
Okay. I want to be Jim.
Jim. Last name?
Bob.
Jim Bob.
Jim Bob.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. tell me about Jim Bob.
Jim Bob
What's his likes and dislikes?
He's a simple man.
Give me Jim Bob's Tinder profile.
Okay. All right.
He's
a simple man. He likes puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
He dislikes. Dislikes conflict.
Oh, he's a
pacifist in a sense. Yeah, he's a little bit of a Gandhi,
okay,
but not a womanizer.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of people like that use their humbleness to get chicks.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up.
Well, yeah, and Gandhi was very mean to his wife.
Yeah,
and Jim Bob is not bad.
Jim Bob is not Gandhi.
He doesn't have a wife, but he would treat her good.
Yeah, respectfully.
But he's also kind of a pervert.
Well, what's the name now? Jim Bob.
Jim, yeah, he's a little bit of a deviant.
You expect some talent.
He's a little socially awkward. He has a tendency to just like kind of like blurt out the first things that come to his mind. So like if he sees big tits, he's like, ooh, tits. He's a little pervert.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very off the cusp. Like
cuff.
Cusp? Whatever. Cuff. he has no filter.
No filter.
No filter. Yeah, he has no filter.
Jim Bob has no filter.
Jim Bob has no filter.
Okay, where's Jim Bob from?
We're just going to say Alabama.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I felt
it's always
that.
Alabama.
I felt it in my soul before you said it.
Well, I mean, if anyone... Well, actually, the listeners probably never gotten this, but I'm an Alabama boy.
Yeah.
I've always wanted... Not from there. No one I relate to is from there. But Alabama.
You are a Southern boy.
I am a Southern boy at heart.
A Southern boy in Orange County heart.
Yep. Even though I love Oregon.
Oregon.
Actually home to a lot of races, so we'll just swing that back to Alabama.
All right.
Okay, so that's Jim Bob.
Jim Bob in a nutshell.
Quiet guy from the South.
Respectful, but loves titties.
Yeah. Kind of a perv.
Okay.
But
like just honest.
Collects weird things. He's just kind of a weirdo. Yeah, a little bit of a social outcast.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Jim Bob.
Jim Bob. All right, so I want to be a girl.
Oh, okay.
Just because I think it should be a...
Let's keep the gender fluidity.
Yeah, I want to keep... Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So I think...
You can be whatever you want. You can be a lamp if you want.
I was leaning towards somebody with the prefix madame, but it didn't sound right in my head, so I just want to go like...
Ooh, but it could if we're going to be in Alabama.
But if you're going to be Jim Bob, I want to be like Jennifer Flowers.
Okay, so you're like, Southern Belle.
If you're doing Jim Bob, I want to be in this in your realm.
Okay.
I want to be in your... You know, in your zone here.
You can still do the Madame. You can be like a Madame Bloomington.
Ooh. Madame Pagonias.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Like it.
Yeah, Madame Pagonia.
Yeah. I like Madame Pagonia.
Madame Pagonia.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe
What's she about?
Well, maybe I'm a little bit older now.
Yeah, you're older.
I was picturing myself young.
Yeah.
But now I think I'm a little bit older.
Maybe I'm the help.
Oh, maybe. Is this turning into a porn?
Yes, it is. Yeah. A little bit.
All right. So,
Jim Bob, tell me about begonias.
So begonia.
Begonia.
Begonia. It's a type of flower.
Oh, well, you said...
Did I say begonia?
You literally said it again. You said begonia.
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 I'm trying to say begonia.
With a P?
P.
Begonia.
Begonia.
Okay.
Is it begonia with a B?
No, I thought it was begonias.
I thought it was begonia.
I thought if you're Southern, you'd be like, begonia.
Like Patagonia, like begonia. All right, anyways, I'm Madame Begonia.
Okay.
However I want to fucking pronounce it. It's my character.
It's your character, yeah.
Stay out of it.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just a simple man named Jim Bob.
Likes titties.
Likes titties. All right,
so I am a Southern, like a Southern belle,
okay.
But I'm also a, I used to be like a, I used to own a business, and now I don't own that business anymore, and I'm kind of like living off what I have left in my life, like Social Security, and I have a house, but it's falling apart.
Gotcha.
And it's not
in disrepair.
Not what it used to be, and like I'm kind of like I was a self-made woman.
You're the last heiress.
Well, no, I wasn't an heiress. I'm a self-made.
Okay.
I'm a self-made woman.
Okay, okay.
Like, I'm Madame Pagonia.
But you're running
Pagonia Farms, which was my business.
But you're running out of money.
But I'm running out of money. Mm. Pagonia Farms, the Pagonias aren't selling. They haven't been growing in years.
Gotcha.
Like, the soil isn't rich.
Soil's rotten.
Okay, like, they're not growing anymore.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm struggling. Like, I have enough, but I'm not, like, happy because, like, I don't have a husband.
Okay.
I'm unwed.
Widow? Or unwed entirely.
Oh, I think widow. Let's go with widow.
That's good.
Like,
yeah.
I had Mr. Pagonia, and I'm now Madame Pagonia.
Yes, okay.
So I had a husband, he died, and my farm's failing, and I meet Jim Bob.
Okay.
That's...
Okay, we got our characters.
All right,
so what's next?
All right, so we have to go for a setting. Where are we?
We're in
Louisiana, clearly.
Oh, I thought you said Alabama.
Oh, Alabama? Oh, okay, Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So south.
Flowers aren't going to grow in the bayou.
Yeah, well, nothing. Yeah,
we're in Alabama.
The only thing that grows in the bayou is more alligators.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And dead bodies.
Snapping turtles. And
so, okay, so we're in Alabama.
Okay, so we have an obstacle.
Okay, obstacle is...
So Jim Bob and Madame Pagonia meet, and we have to get over an obstacle together. Say we're cut from a different cloth.
Oh, of course.
Like, you're here to save my farm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my farm don't need saving. Like, I don't know if that's how she talks, but, like, she might be kind of sassy.
Yeah, well, we'll say she's sassy.
She's sassy.
You know, I'm like, hey, I'm a handy guy.
Yeah. Likes big titties.
I like big titties.
Madame Pagoni has a nice set of tits,
I think you got nice titties.
I don't think I mentioned that.
Yeah, you got nice titties for, you know, you got ripe titties.
Ripe?
Well, because you're older. You're older. They're mature.
Mature titties.
Mature titties. And I respect the maturity.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. I respect it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I will come along and see, like, your plantation,
mm-hmm.
In lack of a better term, but your plantation of flowers, not slaves.
It's a farm.
It's struggling.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a simple guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much, but I know how to work the land.
Okay.
And I'm here to help.
Well, the next thing is change.
We're going to change
your farm.
Your farm.
Right.
And the way you look at it.
So you have a special product that will make my pagonias grow again. And I'm like, whoa, buddy.
Yeah.
I've been growing my pagonias all my life.
Yeah.
Like, I know how to, I'm Madame Pagonia.
Yeah.
I know how to grow it's these fucking flowers.
But I'm going
to
rock.
And you're
your
like,
world
no,
right
guess
now.
What? I have this thing that will grow the flowers, and I get mad at you for it. I'm like, how dare this man?
This idiot.
How dare this idiot? This charlatan.
Yeah.
This wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
Come to my farm.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I mean, what I have is essentially snake oil.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. What do you want from me? Like, what's in it for you to get my flowers better?
Well, I mean, I don't have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for a little bit of a step up in society.
Okay.
And, but I'm also, like I said, a simple guy. But I have a good heart.
Okay.
And I want to help.
You just want to help this random lady?
I want to help. And if it means I can help myself, I see a way that we can both prosper here.
That's right. Well, because you're an honest person.
I'm an honest person. I'm not trying to help myself out of selfishness.
Right.
I'm trying to help you help me.
You see an opportunity that we could both benefit
mm-hmm.
from. And that brings us to the last element of the movie, which is resolution.
Resolution.
Which is, I like to Jim Bob. Can he come close? Like, come closer? Like, no. Getting real close.
Are you actually talking to me?
No.
Okay.
This is the character.
Okay.
This is the character talk.
Okay.
Getting close, Jim Bob.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for helping me.
Oh, you're welcome.
I see your point of view now. And if you looked into my farm right now, there's just a sea of beautiful begonias.
Beautiful flowers.
Just beautiful. Yeah. I should have trusted you the whole time.
You should have.
I should have. I regret ever doubting you.
And now we both prosper.
And we both prosper.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the last point of this movie, which is a twist.
The twist? Okay. So,
so you have to come
So I have, I have a confession to make.
Okay. All
right. So I promised you when I first came to you mm-hmm. to your property that I had a way to make these flowers grow.
Yeah.
And I did, and I made it happen.
Yeah, you did. You
and I want to share with you, so a lot of people think when they come up with a magical solution that it's like a snake oil,
mm-hmm.
and it's nothing. A lot of times it's just piss in a jar.
Yeah.
But I changed the game.
Oh, no.
It's my jizz in a jar.
It's your jizz in a jar?
Yeah.
It's been jizz the whole time?
The jizz.
Your jizz made my
blood jizz. It's protein, man. It's got essential vitamins.
Well,
it's good for soil.
All right. Well, I got a twist for you, Cody.
Yeah?
I've been an alien this whole time.
Beat me up, Scotty.
Jizz me up, Jim
Jizz
Bob.
Jizz me up, Jim Bob. Oh, that's a different story. That's a different twist. All right.
Oh, we did it, man. We wrote a movie. I think that's a really good movie.
Dude, that's a nice cold mountain right there.
It feels like...
Okay. And then Jim Bob goes to war.
All right. So, Jim Bob.
In space.
Actor, clearly, you are Sam Rockwell in this film.
Oh, 100%.
It's
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
Me, Charlize Theron, for sure.
120%.
Right? So, dude.
Have they ever been on screen together?
I don't think so. They should be, though, right?
Actually, that's a... No, that's ScarJo. I was thinking of Iron Man 2.
Oh, ScarJo, yeah.
Because Sam Rockwell was in that.
Yeah. Sam Rockwell's amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like Jim Bob would be Sam Rockwell, for sure. Cause 100%. Because he's the best actor of all
time. And if I ever saw an actor who I was like, dude, that guy loves titties.
Right.
Sam Rockwell loves titties.
Well, Zaphod Beeblebrox loves titties.
Oh, he loves titties.
Zaphod Beeblebrox loves titties
a lot. He also loves to threaten people with his second head.
Both of his heads love titties. Yeah. Each head loves titties equally.
Equally.
And then I feel like a...
But Charlize Theron will kill whatever.
Not monster Charlize Theron, where she played, like, the guy that cut the dude's dick off or whatever that thing with monster was.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was a weird thing.
Oh, she played the prostitute killer.
Killing her John.
Killer prostitute.
Killing John's.
Yeah.
Not Jim's.
Okay, so one thing I want to throw into this movie...
Yeah.
Which we didn't introduce was a antagonist.
Hmm.
We didn't throw
Who's
against them? That's a good question.
I think the mayor.
Okay, so who would play the mayor?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
For sure, right?
Yeah.
We could write a film,
yes,
bro.
Yes.
Well, no, we could cast the film.
I mean, I could be a casting agent. Yeah. That's fucking easy.
Billy Bob Thornton would play an excellent...
So he's the mayor trying to buy the land.
Buy the land.
To make it into a fucking strip mall.
He's like, hey, I'm Billy.
Yeah.
I used to love Angelina. Yeah. I still have her blood around my neck.
Yeah.
I don't want Billy Bob Thornton as the actor. I want Billy Bob Thornton as the person.
Yeah.
I want him going like, hi, I'm Billy. His name is Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm an actor, but I'm also the mayor because I'm an actor. And I get to do whatever I want.
And I bought a town.
I'm trying
to buy you out, you old lady.
Yeah.
And this simpleton is getting in my way.
Yeah, this Jim Bob and this Madame Begonia.
Yeah, he's putting his jizz all over the fucking soil. He's
jizzing all over the flowers and making them beautiful.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
That's it. Like, Jim Bob's just walking around with a plow, but like, really, he's just jerking it.
Yeah.
And
it like looks like a plow.
Yeah, but he's just jerking
it. It's like he's carrying a lawnmower, but he's jerking
he's
off
just
under
jerking
the
jerking out underneath. That's what he's doing the whole time.
Yeah. He's got a that's a strong man.
He's a well fit boy.
He's a well fed boy. Yeah, corn fed.
Corn fed boy.
Corn fed boy.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like I have to say it again. The Redacted Podcast.
What's the name of the movie?
Oh,
what's the name?
The Flowers We Sow.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
No, I like The Flowers We Sow.
The Flowers We Sow?
Yeah.
The seeds we sow.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds nice.
The seeds a double entendre.
Yeah, because for jizz.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
The seeds we sow. We'll be back.
All right.
Hi, I'm CJ Kellywett, co-star of the new smash hit podcast, The Redacted Podcast, and chief executive officer of Beeswax Incorporated. Our motto is that our motto is none of your business. I'm here to promote John Crawley of Farmers Insurance. He's the best there is. In fact, he's so good, I named my first three children after him. Two boys and one girl. We still aren't on speaking terms, partly because of their names, but mostly because I don't pay child support. John Crawley will save you money on your insurance policy. And even if he doesn't, who cares? Good insurance isn't cheap, and well, cheap insurance just isn't good. You can trust me. I'm a cop. A clinically optimistic patron of John Crawley and Farmers Insurance. Farmers Insurance. Go fuck yourselves, America. The old-fashioned way.
Okay, and we're back.
Sorry about the wait. Cody and I just got back from the Oscars. From winning...
Everything.
Everything, really.
Everything. Really,
every category.
Yeah, really, everything.
Best actor, best actress.
Yeah, worst one.
Worst movie, best movie.
Yeah.
The seeds have been sown.
The seeds have been sown.
Yeah, you'll see us on...
No, the seeds that we sow.
The seeds that we sow,
yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I've been doing press...
It's just been crazy,
I've been doing
man.
Press
like,
junkets left and right, like...
Been all over the country.
God, I feel like Scarlett Johansson right
now. Yeah.
I'm just being torn apart. I feel like I was just on Hot Ones.
I'm almost... Yeah.
We,
that last dab.
Yeah, that last dab got us. Like, me and Cody and I were just on Hot Ones.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, and... well, actually, it's a really good show.
It is a great show.
And I love it a lot. And I think Sean Evans is such
Sean Evans...
He's a miracle boy.
Come on, if you ever want to do, like, an episode with nobodies...
Yeah.
We'll
do
it.
Sean Evans... You own the last dab sauce.
I actually have it. It's brutal.
The last time, not the last time I was here, but a couple times ago.
I gave you a dab.
And you gave me a dab of that. That nasty sauce. And it was really tasty.
It is tasty. It's
and
very tasty.
That's the weird part.
Yes.
It's like, I hated it, but I loved it.
Yeah.
It was like, I felt like Opus Dei for a second.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I was whipping myself in the back kind of thing.
It's very, you feel like you are punishing yourself for something you did right.
Yeah.
And, yeah. No, like, but not wrong, so it's not...
It's not a bad
punish. No, it's not a bad thing. No, it's not. It's good.
It was a good punish.
Yeah. So, all right, CJ, so what are we getting into today? So we're doing... I think we've already set the premise that we're doing something a little different.
We're doing... So, we're doing movies. Okay. Right? So, we're doing the movie miss, and I have a thing... you know, I always do like a thing where it's like an intro sort of weird song or whatever.
Yeah,
or
yeah, you got your gimmicks.
So yeah, it's a gimmick. Oh, wow, that really plays it down, but okay.
Well, you like your gimmick.
I do like it. I like a good gimmick.
Hold it, dude.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to sing a song for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, kinda.
Let's all go to the podcast. Let's all go to the podcast. Let's all go to the podcast and listen to some myths. Amusing stories and tweets. The dialogue can't be beat. The banter is just dandy. Just thinking about it gets me randy. So let's all go to the podcast and listen to some myths.
Did you write that?
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, it's let's all go to the movies.
No, I know.
I changed the words.
I know what it is. Okay. Yes. I was trying to give you as much credit as possible.
It was a thing to make people buy popcorn.
That was good, though.
Yeah?
Yeah,
we're doing movie myths.
All right, let's get
that's the thing. And so, first of all, eliminate conspiracy because we're not doing conspiracies.
Yes,
we're doing myths.
Movie myths,
and I did
which are the weakest of conspiracies, weakest, but still great,
interesting.
Yes,
and I didn't do the research into them. Well, I did
because you want to just talk about them.
Well, because I did the research into them, and none of them were really valid. It was like, well, that's easily explained.
Well, listen, they're movie myths. Like, so,
well, let's, you know, fuck them. Like, yeah. Who are you to tell me whether let's or not I believe it?
Let's blow them up.
All right, so the first one. Is Seven a sequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Okay. You told me about this one ahead of time. It's the only one I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Ahead of this. And I love it.
It's good, right?
I love Seven.
Love Seven.
If anyone doesn't know, because I probably never posted a picture of my arm, but I have an entire sleeve that is the Seven Deadly Sins.
Yes, you love this.
So I love the movie Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Seven Deadly Sins are my jam.
Right.
Like, Dante's Inferno, fucking go read it.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a big read, too.
It's a big read, yeah.
Big read.
Learn some fucking Latin. But lay this on me.
Okay, so let's talk about the deaths in Willy Wonka.
Okay.
So the
deaths. People
kids,
die?
Kids died in Willy Wonka.
I just thought they got taken away.
No, they're dead.
Oh.
All right. So there is, let's just start with Gluttony.
Okay.
The fat German kid.
Ooh, Augustus Gloop.
Augustus Gloop.
Augustus Gloop. All right, that little chocolate bitch.
He eats so much that he dies.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Let's talk about Vanity. That kid that wants to be on TV so bad he gets stuck in the television.
Yep. Don't know his name. I only know Augustus Gloop.
No, I didn't do that much.
Yeah.
But let's talk about greed.
Greed?
The blueberry girl.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Is that greed? Okay.
Greedy for blueberries.
Gotcha. Okay.
Let's talk about...
you mean the girl that gets pulled up by the everlasting gobstopper?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Is that the blueberry girl? Or that's the gum.
The gum... Okay, so... okay.
That's the blueberry flavored gum.
The premise
gum.
Of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory... Which it's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, yes. Not Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
It's Charlie. Yeah.
It's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So they're.
Which is what the Johnny Depp one is actually called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Their half dead grandfather that's been bedridden.
Yeah.
For
Until he
gets a prize, yeah. Is all of a sudden Amble on his own two legs.
So is that one of them? Is that Pride?
That might be Pride.
Yeah.
Or okay, so you're good with seven minutes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So let's fucking ask whatever you want.
Can you run through the seven?
Okay.
Yeah, run through the seven.
Okay, right. So we've got pride,
mm-hmm.
lust,
mm-hmm.
gluttony, greed, wrath,
mm-hmm.
sloth, and envy.
Envy. You're right, okay.
Okay. So I would say Charlie is probably envy.
Envy. Charlie's gotta be envy.
Charlie's envy.
Because he wants all these things.
He wants to what his family doesn't have.
Right.
Okay.
Well, which his family refuses to give him at the same
also,
time.
Also, yes. But
he's 8 years old in a house of 80-year-olds.
Yeah. But then he gets the prize. So he, like, that's what he's coveting the entire time.
Yeah, he's
so he's envy. Yeah. We've got Gluttony, which is Gloop.
Right.
We've got the brat kid who was, what did you say he was? The one who wants to be on TV.
Oh, what did I say it was? I think it was Pride, right?
That would be probably Pride.
Pride,
yeah.
Because he wants to be on television.
Yeah.
And he eats a chocolate bar that makes him on television, but he's stuck in that television.
Yeah. We've got Greed, which is the rich family with the mom and her daughter.
Rich. Is that Blueberry Girl?
No, that's Blueberry Girl.
That's Blueberry Girl.
That's
Greed.
Yeah.
She's a rich kid.
Yeah, she's a rich kid.
Yeah.
Okay, so carry on.
Well, we've got... Okay, so let's iron out what we've got.
Okay.
We've got Envy, which is Charlie.
Charlie's Envy.
We've got Pride, which is Television Kid.
Yes.
We've Bloody, got Gluttony, which is Gloop. And then we've got... this is the fourth, which is Greed.
Which is the Blueberry
Girl. Which is Blueberry Girl.
So where do we go from there?
Who else dies in that movie?
I can't remember all the kids, to be honest.
Is that all the kids? It might not be the seven deadly sins, but it would be most of the deadly sins.
There is a basis, yeah.
And the Oompa Loompas are kind of like harbingers of your bad actions.
Your doom, yeah.
They're almost like the demons circling the escape of hell, saying like, come with me.
And if you focus off of the kids, though, you do have like the girl, the greedy girl, the Blueberry Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom could be lust because she kind of like attaches herself to Willy Wonka,
right,
the whole time in a lustful way.
Right.
Nothing really happens to her, but and then what you got? Wrath.
I mean, no one's really. Wrath might be.
Wrath, I think, is Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah, he's the wrathful one
because you get when he says you get nothing at the end.
Yeah.
You get nothing.
Yeah.
He's wrath.
He's the angry one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at the end, what Charlie and his grandfather float away, never to be seen again.
His grandfather would be Sloth.
Oh.
His grandfather would be Sloth.
Grandfather Sloth.
Yes.
What are we missing? I think we're only missing one.
Okay, so we got... Let's go through it again. So, Charlie Envy.
Envy.
Gloop, Gluttony.
Gluttony.
Blueberry Girl, Greed.
Greed.
Her mom, Lust.
Wait. Is it her mom? Who's
her mom's lust.
Her mom is lust.
Yeah, her mom's the one who's like trying to flirt with Willy
That's
Wonka.
That's right.
Yeah, Willy Wonka.
I think we got all seven.
Willy Wonka's wrath.
Wrath.
Grandpa is sloth.
Sloth.
So then we got. Let me look at my arm for
Pride.
A minute. Pride.
Which is TV Kid.
Which is TV Kid. There you go.
That's it, right?
Got all seven.
So I think seven stole his idea. Maybe not. Well, maybe Pride got off the idea.
I can see where. Okay, it's okay. I'm going to just debunk around. I don't think Seven is a sequel.
Okay. All right.
But that's the thing with the Seven Deadly Sins. There are so many things based off of it. Even SpongeBob is based to be all the characters are based on the Seven Deadly Sins.
Rest in peace, Hellenberg.
Yeah. But even SpongeBob is said to be based on the Seven Deadly Sins. All the main characters.
Really?
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead.
Let me see if I haven't looked at this in a while, but let me see if I remember it. So you got Mr. Krabs is Greed.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Patrick is Sloth.
Sure.
Okay. You've got, let's see, Plankton is Envy.
Yeah, because he wants the Krusty Krab.
He wants the Krusty Krab.
Yeah. Well, he wants the Krab Patty recipe.
He wants the Krab Patty recipe, so he's envious of that.
Yeah.
You've got Squidward, which is,
I'll count.
Worm Four. So Squidward is Wrath, because he's the angriest one.
Because he gets mad at SpongeBob.
He gets mad at everything.
Yeah.
You've got
Sandy. Is Sandy in there?
Yeah, Sandy's in there. Sandy is Pride.
Because Texan.
Yep.
Proud
She's all about Texan. All proud about what she does.
Yeah.
You've got Pearl, which is Lust.
What, Krabby's daughter?
Yeah, Krabby's daughter. She's Lust.
Yeah.
No, sorry. SpongeBob, I think, is Lust. SpongeBob is Lust.
Yeah, we haven't done SpongeBob.
Yeah, SpongeBob is Lust.
Just for life?
Just for everything. Yeah, he's lustful for
just
everything.
He loves everything.
He wants everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
And then, what's left?
Seven is,
what is that?
Pride. No, wait.
No, we got Pride. Oh, no, Gary's Pride.
We need Gluttony.
Gary's Gluttony.
Gary's Gluttony.
Gary's Gluttony.
Well, because he has a big bowl of food.
Exactly. Yeah, so there's your seven.
This is interchangeable, isn't it?
It's very interchangeable.
You can do whatever you want with this.
And it's very easy to make a show off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's you take the Seven Deadly Sins,
you
can base any character off of that. Yeah,
I wonder,
because the Seven Deadly Sins are universal. It's what everyone has in them. That's why I have this tattoo.
Right.
It's something that we all...
It's human nature.
It's all we live with.
Yeah.
Like, it's human nature.
Yeah.
And to build a show off of it is easy as fuck. I mean, even if you look at Full Metal Alchemist, as an anime. The main villains in it are the Seven Deadly Sins.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't watch that show.
You don't.
So.
Yeah, you don't watch a lot of anime.
Yeah.
But to anyone out there, like if you watch Fullmetal Alchemist, whichever version you want to watch, I'm not even gonna choose like get into which one's better. But the villains are the same. Mm. The main villains in Fullmetal Alchemist are the Sins.
Okay.
Yeah, they're homunculus, which are artificial humans.
Right.
And each one represents one of the Sins.
Is it homunculi or homunculus?
Homunculi is plural.
Yeah.
But they are homunculus.
Okay. Yeah.
And each one is based on the Sins. It's such a concept that can be used in the fluidity of it is.
So do you think the tale of okay? So I think Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is a warning. I think that's
more of a warning.
I think that movie is a red flag.
Whereas Seven is more of a punishment.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think Seven's more of a horror escape of what could happen if you acted this way.
Yes.
And then Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is like, please, for the love of God, don't act this
don't
way.
Don't use these things.
But those kids still died.
I never caught that.
Yeah, they died.
They died.
Did you see them at the end?
No, you don't.
You don't.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
They're gone.
I'm just saying, okay.
So this is what happens when you act silly in a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to act dumb, don't act dumb around moving parts.
Or a man with a fucking factory.
Like, where is OSHA when you need it?
Right?
Like,
yeah.
Like, where are health and safety policies?
Okay.
Like, those kids died. I think they died.
I know, that's a very common thought, is that they do die.
Yeah.
That Willy Wonka is a murderer. That's something I know.
Willy Wonka is a child murderer.
Yeah.
That
and
owns,
he doesn't fucking care.
Honestly, is any CEO or corporation that gets money off making children unhealthy, are they not murderers?
That's a whole different podcast, brother.
Like, is Mr. Cadbury a fucking murderer? I love
his eggs.
Dude, they're so good. We've talked about them before.
They're
coming, dude. It's Easter, bro.
Oh, I know.
Oh, they're coming.
Oh, I know.
They're coming with
I'll
fucking,
have one, and that's my one for the year.
Yeah, you get one a year.
Yeah. Okay, but, so let's stick with the movie. Let's
okay,
stick with the all movie.
Right. So
we can make five other podcasts of this stuff.
All right.
So what's the next one?
Next one, okay, Home Alone.
Okay.
One of my favorite
American classic
movie series, like movie franchises. It's a franchise, really, right?
Do
well,
call,
one and two.
Do you call two movies a franchise?
Well, there was a third, but it was a different kid.
Oh, he was awful.
He wasn't good.
He wasn't. Neither was anyone else in it.
Yeah, I think
they were so bad.
Let's call it a what do you call two things? A duo? Like
a duo?
No, but what do you call like two movies? It's like a
sequilogy.
It really?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't know.
I was really impressed for a second.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah,
a sequilogy.
A sequology?
A sequology.
Let's just call it two good movies.
Two
back
great
to back.
Movies
with
our president in it.
Yeah, well, the second one had the president.
Yeah,
the second one had
Tim
Donald Trump
Curry.
And Tim Curry, which was the not lobby boy, but let's say like the front desk person.
He's the front desk manager.
Front desk manager. Oh, he's a manager.
Yeah, he's a manager.
Yeah.
Tim Curry.
Tim
Live
Curry.
Forever.
And what was it? Trump was in it, and he saw him in the hallway at the
hotel. Yeah, he was basically just let a kid, like fucking who he, like. Was told was lost. Basically,
yeah.
Kevin told him he didn't know where he was going.
Yeah,
and Trump was like, "Oh, well, yeah, do whatever you want, kid."
Well, I think he gave him like directions, like north south kind of thing. Like,
useless info to a lost kid.
Yeah. Hey, lost kid, I'm busy.
Yeah, I'm busy. Basically,
like all the other
later,
like all the other immigrants in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, we said we want to get political in this one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's stop.
Okay.
All right.
So what's your thing about
Uncle Frank?
Uncle Frank.
Look what you did, you little jerk. Organize the whole fucking thing.
Okay, how so?
All right. So Uncle Frank was upset to begin with
at
Kevin McAllister.
Okay.
Very, very crude, ruthless to Kevin.
I'm going to assume he is the uncle on the mother's side.
Oh, like mom's brother.
Yeah.
Mom's brother.
I'm going to assume he's the mom's
brother. So remember when
remember
in the first Home Alone, the pizzas came.
Yes.
All right. The pizzas came, and when they offered Uncle Frank to pay, he was like, well, it's my brother. He pays. It's his house. He pays.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because it's dad's brother.
Dad's brother.
Okay. So he's a McAllister.
So he's a McAllister. But the whole thing was a setup for him to rob McAllister's house.
His brother.
Because what does...
He's obviously the older brother.
What does Mr. McAllister do to afford that fucking house?
Oh, that's the big question.
And afford flights to Paris for all of them. Because he bought the tickets.
He did buy the tickets, yes.
Mr. McAllister...
That's the big question. Bought the tickets. What the fuck does that guy
do? What does that guy do?
He bought tickets for how many people? Like 20?
It was so many people.
20.
Were there 20 people in the house that night?
Oh, easily. None of those kids were young enough to go for free.
Right.
There's no babies.
No babies. All, like, you know, what? Let's say Kevin was the youngest. He was probably 8.
He was the youngest. No, there was the kid who went to bed. So he wasn't...
Yeah, but they were equal ages.
No, I think he was a little bit younger.
A little bit younger? Okay.
So...
The one that go easy on the Pepsi guy.
Exactly. Yeah, the Pepsi kid. But what the fuck does Mr. McAllister do?
To afford that house.
Okay, that's not even the question. So, obviously, Uncle... Mm-hmm.
Frank.
Frank is the older brother.
Yeah,
he's obviously
balding.
Older.
He's balding.
So he has...
Out of shape.
He has maybe some jealousy.
Jealousy. Yeah, so some...
Envy.
Envy for his younger brother for being so successful. Okay. Because he's got to be like a CFO, CEO.
Easily.
Like somebody with
some... So what's the myth here?
All right, so when Kevin gets sent to the third floor... they talk about leaving at a specific time. Mm-hmm. And he's like, 8 a.m. Nope, 8 a.m. We're leaving at 8 a.m. And he ensures that Kevin gets sent to the third floor where he spends the night alone.
Okay. In the attic, basically?
In the attic, yeah. And he's like, we're leaving at 8 a.m. And in the morning, Frank's the one pushing everybody out the door. Okay. Frank's the one, let's get on these fucking buses. Because they have the shuttles.
Yeah.
Like, let's get on these buses, let's get to the airport.
Okay.
And he pushes everybody out of the house.
Okay.
So, I don't think that he planned Kevin McAllister to be in the third floor or in the house still, but I think he wanted everybody out of the house. Because when they land, Uncle Frank makes a phone call that you don't see. He's on a payphone.
And you think he's calling the Wet Bandits?
Yeah. He's calling the Wet Bandits. Sticky Bandits.
The Wet Bandits.
Wet Bandits. First bandits. Sticky Bandits second.
Sticky Bandits second.
So he's calling the Wet Bandits like, okay, house is clear. Get after it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even know Kevin's not there.
Doesn't even know it.
So
Frank went in to rob his brother because in the whole dialogue setup, Frank is obviously not doing that great. Like, his brother's paying for the pizza. Like, he paid for the tickets to Paris. Like, if you invited me to Paris, I'd be like, how much are the tickets? My first response would be, how much are the tickets? Not like, you pay for the fucking tickets. I mean, we're not brothers, but...
I know I'm... Basically.
Basically, we are.
I know I'm quiet right now. It's just because I'm blown away.
Okay, so...
I never thought about this. So I have one rebuttal to that, though.
There's a second call.
What?
There's a second call that Uncle Frank is on telling the Sticky Wet Bandits to kill Kevin.
The Sticky Wet Bandits.
The Wet Bandits is the first one. To kill Kevin.
What?
Yeah.
For a robbery?
In the background of the film, Uncle Frank is on the phone twice. The first when they land, and the second mid-film.
Really?
So it's like, okay, well, Kevin's in the house, and they're like, all right, we'll kill him. How do these Wet Bandits always end up where Kevin McAllister is?
Well, it's the same house.
Well, no, in New York.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Well, where are they from in the first one? Is it New York?
There's no origin story. That's the weird part. There's no origin story about the Wet or Sticky Bandits.
My only holdup is
when
you see the bandits the first time, they are only canvassing it for people that are on vacation. And that's in their private conversation to themselves.
The people...
If they had gotten a call, their private conversation would be different.
Are they canvassing, or are they just walking up like, this is the place?
But why would they... But why wouldn't they say that to each other? No one's listening.
Because that's their orders they got from Uncle Frank.
But they didn't say this is the place. When they pull up...
Mm-hmm.
What's the Joe Pesci character?
Yeah, Joe Pesci and the curly hair guy.
He's explained to... The other one...
I never remember his name.
I can't remember any of their names.
Yeah.
He's explaining to the other one of why they're coming here. And it's because people go on vacation and there's no one here. These guys just left. Because he showed up as a cop before.
Maybe the phone call was just with Pesci. And Pesci is explaining this to his counterpart.
That's a good point.
Like, what if he was like, hey, I got a house for
you. But why did Pesci show up as a cop? During the pizza debacle.
Well, to scope it out.
He wouldn't have to if he already knew it was a second kid.
Well, maybe he wanted to get a look inside. Because, remember, he peeks his head inside and looks around? He wants to get a lay of the land. What good criminal wants to escape the joint?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, escape the joint? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it
doesn't. Scope the joint. What good criminal doesn't want to
I just think that if that was the case, because remember, what we're doing right now is debunking it.
I was trying to give a credit.
I love what you're saying because I never knew this. I never noticed the background calls.
Background calls.
But I do know, I remember vividly, the way that they go about it, that private conversation between the bandits would have been different.
Right, okay.
It would have been completely different. It would have been more, hey, we know this place
because
we got the call. We're going to go get it.
Right.
But it was really more him explaining why they are hitting up this neighborhood. And it's their regular routine to go in as cops.
So they know they're going on vacation.
They just knew they're going on vacation.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of thing.
All right. That's okay. So it's super fair.
But it's a great myth.
Super fair.
Great myth, though.
And you know, the second one has a lot of the same
things. Uncle Frank is a dick.
It's like, why would they be in New York?
That I don't get. That is weird.
And they show up in a fish truck.
Do they?
Yeah, they show up in like a fish market in a fish truck, like smelling like fish.
In New York?
Yeah, in New York.
It's like they
hitched a ride to New York
in the beginning of
Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're here now, let's fucking kill
Kevin.
I don't remember
too much about Home Alone 2.
Yeah, okay, so Tim Curry, they left him, I think, he got a separate flight. That's the story. Home Alone 2 was, they went to Florida, and he went to New York.
And he went to New York.
Because somebody went on somebody that looked like his dad from the back.
That's right.
Trench coat or something
went
on the same plane.
And somehow, at that same exact time, Joe Pesci and his partners in New York because they were like, well, this area sucks.
Right.
We're going to New York.
I think it was Chicago, the first film, right? It felt Chicago-y.
Makes no sense.
I don't know.
Makes no sense.
But
Tom Candy and, what's his name? Candy?
John Candy?
John Candy. Yeah. I don't know if it's in the first or second when Mrs. McAllister decides, I'm going back for him.
Yeah.
And she gets on the
phone. Gets in the car with John Candy.
Yeah, she's in the car with John Candy.
Yes.
And he's got like a traveling band.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They play, what Weird Al plays.
Yeah.
What's the
parodies?
No, a polka.
Yeah, polka.
They're a polka band.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
John Candy.
Oh, I love John Candy.
Plays Chains and Automobiles.
I would give any amount of money for John Candy just to make me pancakes one morning. Who knows what happens?
Uncle Buck?
I don't care what happens the night before, as long as
it's you're talking about Uncle Buck?
Yeah. The big giant pancake?
Yeah.
It's so good.
Okay, right, what's the next one?
Okay, that was fun.
I'm loving this.
All right, so the last...
Oh, actually, you know, before you... Can I add one to this whole myth?
Can you do the
Kevin
McAllister thing?
Yeah, okay, so cool. There's actually a myth I know of.
Yeah.
And I don't have much information on it, but I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Is there's a continuation on Home Alone that Kevin McAllister grows up to be Jigsaw.
Right.
Which I think is fucking fantastic.
How is that kid so good at traps?
How is Jigsaw so good at traps is the real question.
Here's the thing. You're 8 years old.
Yes.
You're alone at home. What do you think of? Just dying, basically.
Titties.
My own... Oh, yeah. Or
okay.
That.
Okay.
Anime titties.
Anime titties.
If I was 8 years old...
Cowboy Bebop.
And there was two men coming in my house, my first thought would be, well, okay, I'm gonna die now.
Yeah. Call the cops.
Maybe. Call the cops.
Yeah.
Or I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Number one, call the cops.
Yeah.
Number two, okay, I have to accept my own death.
Yeah. Or just give them what they want.
My number one thought wouldn't be setting up an elaborate trap system.
Yeah.
It's wild.
What you can't see the excitement in my face right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But like that's the greatness of this myth is there's no way a normal kid thinks.
Normal
this.
Kid. Yeah.
This is a psychopath.
He's in maybe. There's lots of things circling around about Kevin McAllister where he's actually evil.
Yeah.
Like, he's an evil boy.
This kid is a fucking genius.
But he's an evil genius.
Yeah.
Because the things he says are really cutting.
Yeah.
Like, you know, about Buzz's girlfriend, where he's like, oh, Buzz, your girlfriend, woof.
Woof, yeah.
Shitty thing to say.
Woof is now a thing.
Yeah, woof is a thing now. He's like,
kid was a fucking...
Dude, your cousin's in love, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Like, he wants a... Whatever. So, anyways...
This kid was ahead of millennials.
Taking a torch, heating up a fucking doorknob.
Yeah.
Tying paint cans to ropes so that they swing down at the correct moment. Yeah. And it,
tar on stair steps.
With nails in them. That's evil.
That's fucking evil. Yeah.
Tar with nails in
it. Did he electrocute one of them too?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Yeah, he
electrocuted the one. He electrocuted him.
Also
lit him on fire.
Joe Pesci
on fire.
What was the thing where they put the iron on top of his head?
Yeah.
On his forehead.
Yeah.
When he
threw bricks from the rooftop.
Right. The kid's a monster.
He's a monster. These guys just wanted to fucking take some fucking loot.
Maybe Uncle Frank knew this kid was going to grow up to be a fucking serial killer. He was like, somebody's got to put a stop to this.
Maybe.
Like, we have the next Charlie Manson on our hands.
I think it's the Jigsaw connection, which makes Uncle Frank a little bit more of a hero.
Well, you see Jigsaw in Saw 1, even.
You see
what he looks like.
You see Jigsaw in all of them.
In all of them. Well, see...
He's a blonde guy with cancer.
He's a blonde, skinny, pale guy.
Yeah.
Which Kevin McAllister is a blonde, skinny, pale guy.
And look at these elaborate fucking murder machines he makes. I think that's the most believable movie myth of all.
I think... Yeah, dude, because, like, all right, so if you go through that trauma as a child, what do you want? Like, that's all you know.
Justice.
Justice. For everything.
And what does Jigsaw want?
Justice.
Justice.
That's all he wants, is bad people to be put right.
Yeah.
Or to... Cause
either learn from it or pay.
Everybody that ends up in Saw has a reason to be there.
Exactly. So they either learn from it and pay for it, or they die.
Or they die. I was 8 years old, and I was attacked by two grown men. What do you think I want to put my efforts in? Making grown men suffer.
Yeah. And you never learn anything in all the Saw movies. All fucking, what, 8 of them?
I think there's 33.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, in all 50 of them.
Yeah, okay. Oh, one up me. That's
you, yeah, okay. I got it. You don't learn anything about his past.
You start,
the first thing you know about him is that he has cancer.
He doesn't have a name, though.
No, he does. He does, actually. It's not Kevin...
It's not Kevin McAllister.
It's John.
He could change his name.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah, he could have had some rough runs with prostitutes.
I've got two middle names. I can fucking change it to whatever I want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What if you just started calling... Like, well, if you're the Saw guy, you're not going to go by your actual name.
But yeah, he goes... His name's John something. They do say his last name. It's John whatever.
Sounds like, okay, if you're going to make up a name, what's your first name? John.
Tommy Flanagan.
That's a comedian.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Tommy Flanagan?
I think so. I think it's a famous comedian.
No. That was, sorry to digress a little bit, guys. That was who I thought Patrick Flannery was from Boondock Saints.
Tommy Flanagan. Patrick Flannery.
Tommy Flanagan.
That's right. He just came with this, like, generic Irish name.
Really? Just Irish name.
To Patrick O'Horty.
Sean O'Malley.
Sean O'Malley. That's a classic.
That's a good one.
It's a nice name.
Yeah.
It's a strong name.
Yeah.
Irish people have really strong names.
Oh, they do, yeah. They're prominent. Okay. What's the next one?
So, oh God, Jesus Christ. The last one is it's not a kicker. It's not like a here we go kind of
thing.
Okay,
that's fine.
It's an interesting point of view. Let me pull up your messages because
the text right there in the bottom corner.
The bottom left? Okay.
Sorry, CJ's using an iPhone. He's never used one before.
It's different for me, but I'm working on it. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mm.
All right?
Okay, hold on. Before we get into this, I know nothing about this movie.
Really?
Because I don't like it.
Oh, I love it.
I am not a Ferris Bueller fan. I do not.
Okay.
I think this movie is fucking dumb.
Well, this might help you a little bit.
Help me think it's more dumb?
No, just like, kind of like, okay. So I really like Matthew Broderick.
I don't.
I love him a lot.
Or
and then
donkey witch of a wife.
Okay, just take it easy.
Sorry.
For a second. All right. So, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is actually Fight Club.
Ooh.
All right. Okay. Come with me a little bit.
Wait, I love Fight Club. That's what
you
I'm
You love Fight Club.
I love Fight Club.
Palahniuk. Is that how you pronounce it?
Palahniuk,
He's Alaskan, right? Or something like that? Or
I mean, that's got some Alaskan
It sounds
native,
Alaskan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds native, yeah. Yeah.
They say Alaskan native, Palahniuk. Which is I hate this on fucking, when you select your ethnicity.
Mm-hmm. Ethnicity?
Is that what you said? Ethnicity.
Ethnicity?
I hate when you're on a fucking whatever, and you have to pick your ethnicity.
Mm.
An Alaskan native... is basically the all-encompassing for Native American, which I don't fucking like, because what the fuck does Alaskan Native have to do with Native American.
Right.
But it's always signified as Alaskan Native.
Well, shouldn't it be two parts, like Inuit and Native American?
Inuits are different than Native Americans, of course.
Yeah.
Well, Inuits are also Native Americans. Yeah, because that's
North But they're America. Alaskan Native Americans.
But, like, the fact that they use Alaskan Native
mm-hmm.
as a also, like, oh, if you're Native American, you just select Alaskan Native. And mm-hmm. that's, those are different fucking things.
Is Inuit a, is it a bad term? Is Inuit?
It's, I mean.
Is Inuit insensitive?
I'm not Inuit, but I don't think of it as that. Because
when I say it, it sounds insensitive.
No, it has that.
It does.
It has that pretense.
Yeah.
But Inuit, I think, is more close to Eskimo, which Eskimo is a little bit offensive.
Eskimo is insensitive.
Eskimo is insensitive. And Inuit is, I think, the proper term for that.
Okay.
But when you have certain applications, when you have to select your ethnicity,
right.
they have Alaskan Native as the all-encompassing thing for Native American. And
yeah.
I fucking hate that because right. I can't ever select that because I'm not Alaskan Native, but I'm Native American.
Right.
I can't select that. I just have to select Caucasian.
Caucasian, yeah.
Which
yeah.
I am. Like, half my family is.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't select Native American because they don't have that as an option. I'm sorry, I'm ranting, but it just pisses me off.
No, I agree.
It really upsets me.
I agree that I think if you're doing, like, a drop-down menu, I don't think that, you know, companies are doing enough to respect all the cultures.
Yeah. I don't know why Alaskan Native gets the fucking
gets
category.
The brunt of it.
Why do they get the category? That's what I don't get. Alaska's right. one state of the nation.
Right.
And I'm sorry. We said
there's a lot of different, you know, Western Nation territories that Native Americans come from.
Yeah.
And not just Alaska, which is weird that they grew up.
We already
there.
Said it wasn't going to get political and you step back.
Do you want to talk about
back.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's go. Sorry. I just get very.
So Ferris Bueller's Day Off is actually okay. Fight Club.
Okay. Why?
So you
How?
Know Fight Club. All right.
Love it.
Love Fight Club. Yeah. Right.
Such great.
Dude, the Pixies at the end.
Mm.
Like, Where Is My Mind playing at the end of the movie. Like,
so
it's
good.
Just, it's like, fucking my.
Probably the best movie adaptation.
My Name is Robert Paulson. Yeah. Like, there's so many cool things about that
movie. It's
the
best movie adaptation.
Of a book?
Of a book yeah. I think I've ever seen.
It's a magical movie with so many good points. And, like, even I'm not the biggest fan of Helena Bonham Carter, but she's amazing in that movie.
She's only. Okay, so I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in a
one trick pony.
But, hold on.
Okay.
And there's a reason for that.
Okay.
So if you talk about Fight Club, great cast.
Mm-hmm.
Helena Bonham Carter, great.
Great.
Edward Norton, fucking fantastic.
Always amazing.
Brad Pitt,
love him. Love
Brad Pitt. Smokey piece of meat.
Just such a fucking handsome dude.
So good.
Such a cool dude.
So good.
Yeah.
Here's why people don't like Helena Bonham Carter, though. She's never good when her, I think, now ex-husband.
Which was the guy that directed.
Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Whenever
Tim
Burton uses her, she's
bad.
Awful.
Awful, right?
Also, whenever Tim Burton uses Johnny Depp,
awful.
Which is really, let's just hate Tim Burton.
I think Tim Burton is like a reincarnated
piece of shit.
Lead singer of The Cure, like a Robert Smith.
Yeah.
He's a bad Robert Smith.
Yeah. And Robert Smith is already bad.
And we're going to piss off a lot of people. I don't like The Cure.
No, The Cure's garbage.
They're garbage.
I'm sorry. I mean, I don't like melty people.
Yeah.
But Helena Bonham Carter. She's good.
Well, we were talking about, like, what's his name? George Washington Carter. Carver.
So
Helena
Bonham
Carter.
Is good if she's not with Tim Burton. Like, you cannot dispute. She's great in Harry Potter.
Well, she gets pigeonholed, though, and that's what Tim Burton does.
And so does Johnny Depp.
Tim Burton makes Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter
bad.
The same people over and over
Over and over again.
That are just, like, interesting,
But if
weird,
you get them
like,
out of it,
yeah,
they're fantastic.
Well, because they're actors.
They're fantastic.
All right. Anyway,
all right, let's go.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Go.
So, Cameron, who is the side character in the story, so Cameron's the guy that Ferris and Cameron's girlfriend.
Oh, that's his dad's car.
No, Cameron and it's his dad's,
car.
And the Ferris and Ferris's girlfriend in quotes. Listen to me on this.
Okay.
Save from school and get him out of school, and everybody thinks that. Well, not everybody, but this conspiracy thinks that Ferris is a figment of Cameron's imagination.
Oh.
So Cameron is making up Ferris to do all these bad things. Or to do, not bad things, let's just say all these, you know, different things that he wouldn't
delinquent.
Yeah, just the mischievous
okay,
things.
Okay.
They wouldn't regularly do.
Okay.
Because there's a scene at the end where Ferris's girlfriend undresses in front of Cameron, and he's totally cool about it. And he just reacts a certain way.
That's it?
And he takes, he, at the end, so, at the end of Fight Club, Edward Norton chooses to blow up those buildings. At the end of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Cameron chooses to send his dad's car off the fucking roof, or off that garage that goes.
Okay, so here's my question for you then.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and it's actually a good connection. I just have a question, not really a counterpoint. So, in Fight Club,
mm-hmm.
Tyler Durden and Edward Norton's character, because he doesn't have a name,
mm-hmm.
Tyler Durden is his personality.
Yes,
they're the same person,
alter ego.
So, are you saying Ferris Bueller? Is what's his name?
Cameron.
Cameron's
the character.
Because Ferris is referred to in person multiple times in that mm-hmm. movie. The vice principal mm-hmm. or principal, who's chasing him the whole time.
Right.
He refers to Ferris
as Ferris.
As Ferris the whole fucking time. So right. Is this Cameron's split personality?
Well, in Fight Club, they talk about Tyler a lot.
They do.
Tyler has a big name in the film, and yes. Edward Norton doesn't.
Yes.
In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the name Cameron is rarely brought up. It's all about Ferris.
But is his name mentioned?
It is.
Okay. That's the breaking point.
Okay, you got me on that. That's okay. Fine.
Well, no, but like that was my big question, because that is a great concept, mm-hmm. but it has one fine line. Like, is mm-hmm. Is he real or not?
Right. Is Ferris
kind of
real?
Thing.
Well, Ferris has an arc in the story. He has a family. He has a sister.
Okay.
His sister gets really upset with him for calling him sick.
So it's not Fight Club.
It's okay. Yeah. But is it interesting to think that Cameron is
There's a connection.
Cameron in the movie is so repressed and so upset.
It's
just
almost
being,
like Ferris Bueller is a real-life Fight Club.
I think... Yeah. If Tyler were real.
Exactly. If Tyler was real.
Like, Cameron and would want to be Ferris.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, if Edward Norton's character was a real person and mm-hmm. Tyler Durden was a real person, and they met...
Yeah.
It's almost like Ferris Bueller is the real story.
I always thought that old ska band, Save Ferris, was about Ferris Bueller. Remember that ska band?
I don't know the band.
I'll play them later. There's okay. a ska band called Save Ferris. Really good.
Did you ever tell you my favorite ska band joke?
Oh, no, go.
How many...
I know this joke. No,
how,
we have to play
how many kids does it take to... How many ska kids does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
One to break it, and four to go, pick it up.
Hell yeah. I fucking love that joke.
I love that one so bad.
What was the other one you told me that... how many... wait. Fuck.
I don't have that many jokes.
It was, Why do hardcore kids wear camo?
Oh, I don't know. That's not me.
Because they don't want to be seen?
That's not me, but I love it.
Didn't you tell
that
me?
That wasn't me.
Oh, somebody told me that.
I love that show.
Okay. You know, seeing like SCE anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it. That's a good one.
All right.
That wasn't me, though.
Okay, never mind.
I like it. We'll play with it. Right. I'm using it now.
Well, dude, that's all the myths I got, dude. All
right.
Like, there's things we can talk about. Like, there was
Well,
there's a lot of movie tropes, like, how long does chloroform last, which is a famous movie thing. Like, you put a chloroform rag on a person, they're immediately dead.
Not quick
that
enough. Not dead, knocked out.
No, knocked out. I mean, that's a myth.
I'll tell you right now, chloroform doesn't act quick enough.
It acts like, it takes like six, like 2 minutes or something for that shit to work. Like some
in real life? I don't know.
That's what I've read.
Have you ever seen the movie Hall Pass?
No, I've heard about it though.
They have one of the best pickup lines. So it's about if you anyone hasn't seen it, it's a movie about a bunch of married men with I think it's Owen Wilson and I can't figure his name, but he's like with Olivia Wilde.
Oh, why would you want a hall pass from her?
Huh. No, not in the movie. He's married to Olivia Wilde in real life.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I forget his name, though. But, yeah. So they, like, all these husbands get a hall pass for a week from their wives to go do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Sweet. And his only pickup line at the bar, he's like, is this napkin still, like, chloroform? And he's like, just kidding, I'm Frank. It's so good.
Dude, there comes a time in every man's life where you have to realize, like, okay, so I'm going through this. I've always been in relationships. Like, I've been in relationships all my life.
Yeah.
I'm not in one right now, but I have to learn how to use pickup lines again. And
pickup lines are the worst.
Being myself and pickup lines, those two things don't match up.
No, these pickup lines are bad.
I can't bring them together. Yeah. And they're bad. And yeah. I have to be suave in order to, you know,
find a fair lady.
But that's the thing, is that's something myself would say to try to break the ice.
Yeah.
And it's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. It's funny to me.
It's funny to me. To guys.
It, to guys.
To guys, yeah.
Super
funny. Not to girls. It's not creepy. To girls. It's weird.
I have to say something cool like, oh, you know, well, okay, let's workshop.
Okay. All right,
yeah, so yeah. Pickup lines. Pick-up lines. Oh, is that a mirror in your pocket? Because I can see myself in your pants.
I think, shit, fuck, I had so many good ones before this, really? And you put me on the spot.
Oh, okay, all right.
But a bad one,
bad one? Yeah.
Shit, did you just trip because I think you just fell from heaven?
Oh, yeah, well, there's a go. Yeah. You can do that thing, that creepy, oh, God, this is so fucking creepy. And by the way, anybody listening, don't ever do this.
Yeah, don't use these at all, yeah,
this
yeah.
This is just crossing the line. So you.
Oh, did you just sneeze because you blew my mind?
Oh, that's weird.
I like that one a lot. I like that one a lot.
I fucking hate it.
I like it a lot.
So you reach over their shirt, right?
Okay.
And you pull the tag out of the back of their shirt.
Oh, I know this one.
And then
yeah.
you look at it and you're like, just as I thought, made in heaven.
Made in heaven, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
There's no good pickup line.
There's nothing
there's
you can
no
do.
Because you say the word pickup line, it's inherently bad.
Right. It's foolhardy.
Yeah.
And it's
It's
insincere.
It's insincere. Offensive.
Rude. Rude. Yeah.
Just it's all bad.
Here's what in a perfect world. Here's what I want to say. I'm CJ.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. Like, do you like Legos?
That's weird.
Okay. Never mind. Okay. That is weird.
Here's what I'm saying.
No. Okay.
So the perfect thing. If
hi.
What's our setting?
Bar. Let's say bar.
Okay.
Bar, 10, like, not late. Let's say 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. bar.
Easy, early evening bar.
Late happy hour. Yeah.
You go in, wait till after happy hour, because then it seems cheap.
Oh, that's wait a good till point. After good happy point. Hour.
Good point. All right. Go in and just say, hey.
Hey. You smell good.
No, don't say that.
Okay.
No, okay. Just say.
Why can't you say people smell good?
Because it's weird.
All right.
It's weird.
But what if somebody.
Because it says that you took too long standing right next to them. And you sniffed him.
The sniffing is instant. I'm yeah, like, oh shit, no, you smell good.
Yeah, but no, you use that in the conversation later.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, by the way, you already got talking, like, hey, yeah. like,
what are you wearing?
What are you wearing? It actually smells really good.
You say, what are you wearing? You don't say, you smell good.
Yeah, so right. When you first break the ice, be like, hey, my name's CJ. Can I buy you a drink?
Nah, I don't want to do that. Because that's assuming she can't buy, like, that's me. That's rude. She can buy her own drinks.
No, she can. Yes, but you're like.
And I don't want our relationship to be predicated on the fact that I'm getting her drunk.
No, that's not it. Like, it's just. Because you're not specifying the drink. You're not saying, can I buy you a vodka Coke? You're saying, can I.
Who orders a vodka Coke?
I don't know.
Animal orders a vodka Coke?
Oh, sorry. You're not. Like, saying, can I order you a fucking mojito?
Yeah.
Like, or whatever?
Oh, can I order you some absinthe?
Can I get you a drink?
Yeah.
I want to talk to you. Like, the ordering a drink means I want to talk to you.
Right.
So they can literally say, yeah, get me a Pepsi.
How about this? Pick a blend. What are you drinking?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, say, what are you drinking?
Hey, guess what? I'll have the same thing. That sounds good. That sounds real good. And that's my icebreaker.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to order the same thing as you're drinking.
So
and
you
then
go
we have
in and be like,
thing.
Hey, my name's CJ. What are you drinking?
Yeah.
And they say, oh, I'm drinking an apple teeny. Hold the teeny.
Cool. That sounds good.
Yeah. And you're like, cool. Hey, can
apple
I get two
juice,
of those?
Two apple juices, please?
Yeah.
Because that's apple teeny and hold the teeny.
Yeah.
Two apple juices.
Yeah, I was doing scrubs. Yeah.
Oh,
apple
teeny,
easy on the teeny.
Easy on the teeny.
Easy on the teeny. And you're just like, and then you don't even say, you just say, hey, can I get two of those?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's like, if she doesn't have to drink it, if she doesn't want to.
Not at all.
It's coming straight from the bartender, so there's nothing
nefarious
happening.
Yeah. You're not Bill Cosby fucking pouring drinks when you don't drink alcohol.
Well, I told you about the angel shot, right?
No.
Oh, I did tell you about it. It was on a previous episode.
Tell me again.
Angel shot's something you order at a bar if you think you're being harassed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So if I went to the bar with you and you came up to me and were like, two apple teenies, please. I'd be like, oh, make mine an angel shot.
Yeah. I'm going to do that to you every time now. I'm going to do it tonight.
Yeah?
All right.
So,
guys.
We have to explain.
Yes. So, yeah, right. This was a little different. I know we went out there with it. It wasn't so much conspiracy, but it was myth, but it was fun.
But we are going to take a little bit of a break.
Mm-hmm.
We do got our good friend AJ, like we said earlier, episodes ago. He is in Switzerland and he's traveling around. He is our editor.
He's in Ireland right now.
He's in Ireland. I thought he was going to Germany.
I think it's Ireland right now.
Oh, well, he's in some European country.
Yeah.
He is the guy who edits our shit.
Mm-hmm.
And
Literal shit. Yeah.
We want to let him enjoy his time. So we're going to take a little bit of a break.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep recording for you guys. But we're going to be gone for a couple weeks. We're going to come back with some good topics. Mm-hmm. But we're going to give AJ that time to enjoy himself and then edit our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, we'll keep you posted on Instagram. Keep hitting us up, keep listening to, you know, we'll post some updates.
Right.
I think
our cause right now is regularity and
yeah.
Like, we're not getting it and like, it's not fair to you guys.
Yeah.
And like,
we're
what
a little
we want to do, like, we want to stack some up. Like,
yeah.
we're not going to stop recording. We're going to keep recording. But we're just going to space it out a little bit.
Yeah.
And just so...
That way when we come back, we can get to you, like, weekly.
On the
get
same
Get back
day.
On track. Like,
yeah.
we've been all over the place. And
yeah.
that's not fair to anybody listening to us.
Cheers to AJ.
Cheers, AJ.
AJ, thank you.
Enjoy Cheers. It over there, dude. But yeah, we'll get back to you guys soon. Like, just a couple weeks. Just bear with us. We'll keep you posted.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thanks, guys.
All right. redactedcontact@gmail.com.
Yeah.
At the Redacted Podcast on Instagram.
Instagram. Go through there. I'm on it every day. Just, you know, whatever you guys... I love the support. You guys are fucking visiting us, and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Cody.
I'm CJ.
Bye.
I love you.